Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Georgia Wrestling Now, a production brought to you by the GWH Radio Network, where we bring you the latest news and information on the local wrestling scene in and around Georgia, as well as interviews with newsmakers. And now, the GWH Radio Network presents Georgia Wrestling Now. It's Monday night, which means it is time for Georgia Wrestling Now. This is Jonathan Williams from WrestlingWithPopCulture.com, being joined by Platinum Championship Wrestling's Matt Hankins. How are you tonight?
Hey, it's that guy. I'm doing all right.
Glad to hear it. Did you have a good weekend?
I did have a good weekend. It was very peaceful. I didn't yell at the TV as much as usual. It was great.
Did you go to any wrestling shows?
I didn't. The Sacred Ground push really took it out of me. So I've been off the last couple weeks just to recuperate and prepare for the massive celebration that we have on hand for this week's PCW show. One of my old haunts, NW Atlanta, did run. So I did do a little research to see what went on out there. Looks like they had a good show as usual. Advanced a lot of the storylines. Got some stuff going. The brooding battle between Fry Daddy and Drew Adler is very interesting. They were the tag team champions, and then as sometimes happens, Jonathan, I don't know if you've ever seen this happen before, but a tag team broke up, and they're not getting along now.
Well, yeah, it's weird how that does happen. You know, outside of wrestling, a lot of people maintain friendships for many years, but something about
heated competition, man. about heated competition.
Was there a barbershop involved or a window?
Not yet, but you know, we could get there at any time.
Well, I also did not attend any wrestling events, though I did you know, wrestling's always right there with us, I guess. So I saw some
never
wrestlers.
Far from it. Yes, we both did. And I thought we were going to wrestle a drunk Chinaman in a parking lot.
Yeah, that was an odd way to end, what was that, Saturday night?
Yes.
We're talking about Johnny Danger's birthday, for those who don't know, which is probably pretty much everybody that's listening.
Mrs. Danger, as it were.
What's that?
The birthday of Mrs. Danger.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. Mrs. Danger.
They are a cohesive unit, so it could easily to get which one was celebrating confused. They both had a good time. But but I think I haven't heard anything else about anything else other than NW Atlanta. We've talked about it every week here, just that second and fourth is sort of guys trying to find a way. But they've got their thing locked in. I'll give them that. They've got a cohesive unit. You know, the same guys are there consistently. They're building the roster, and they're telling stories. And that crowd out there loves a story. You know, they're a very old style crowd. And the Tommy Too Much, Iceberg, Andy Anderson, Oscar Worthy things going on, and they're anxious to see Bill the Butcher kill Oscar Worthy, who kind of came in to NW Atlanta with Butcher but turned on him pretty quickly. So they got their thing dialed in.
I wasn't aware that was even a unit down there. That's a very interesting combination of people and personalities there.
It is.
speaking of Bill the Butcher, he is not going to be on the show tonight.
Not that we could get anything out of him. I don't know that guy speaks.
Yeah, I don't know if he does. I've never had a conversation with him.
Never heard him speak. I know he doesn't
perhaps
wear shoes.
Samantha DeRose can she speaks and so I don't know, maybe she, you know, she's obviously traveling
she's
with
actually,
him and
she, yeah, she's with him. She's with him out at NW Atlanta now. She stepped in to fill the void left by Oscar Worthy.
Oh, okay. Well, it seems like they're appearing everywhere together. But I was trying to segue the best I could from that into tonight's guest, the first of which is Guella DeVille, who will be part of Hellbender Harley-Davidson's Monster Mash Anniversary Bash this Saturday, starting at 10 a.m., and Monstrosity Championship Wrestling is part of that. And Bill the Butcher, without Dementia de Rose, is in the main event, challenging Strychnine for the MCW Underworld Championship. So we'll be talking to Guella DeVille in a few minutes, followed by former WWE United States Intercontinental and Tag Team / World Tag Team Champion Carlito, who will be at the Superstars of Wrestling Fan Fest in a couple weeks. So should be an interesting show for sure.
That could go a lot of different ways. We will find out.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Never one to hold his tongue. One Carlito.
So I've heard. But we have the benefit of he cannot spin in our faces, even
That's
if
good.
He wants to.
That's good.
Also, I have a somewhat, I guess, bittersweet announcement to make. As we celebrate this month is the fourth anniversary of Georgia Wrestling Now. And we've got, after tonight, only two more shows for the foreseeable future. Next Monday, and then, of course, the Monday after that. So, not sure what's going to happen on Monday nights here, but I'm stepping away for a little while for various reasons. And I may come back. You never know. But for now, I'm just got too much other stuff going on.
Show. It works just like regular wrestling.
I didn't say I'm retiring, so I don't want to be that
guy. It wouldn't matter if you did. If you did, then we'd know you're coming back.
Well, maybe. Yeah. I'll leave it a little more indefinite than that. But, yeah, so we've got some cool stuff planned for the next couple of episodes, and then I guess it'll just be, what are the other shows? Peach State Pandemonium on Thursday, Fans of Wrestling, I believe, on Fridays, and Tipping Point on Tuesdays. So I appreciate you coming back, Matt.
Glad I could ease back in here to shut this thing down. It would have felt wrong if I wasn't around somehow as it wraps up. But I mean, shoot, this was sort of one of those steps I took to get more into wrestling. I was here when I was just a guy who watched shows and kind of hung around long enough to be a guy who did a little bit more than that. So I think this played a big role in people knowing exactly who I was, other than that, just that loud dude who said mean stuff.
And you weren't even the loudest or meanest.
No,
of that group.
No.
Maybe the smartest of that group.
I'll say that. I'll take that banner. But God, I mean, you look back on it, people on here talk to a lot of folks. And we got 40 minutes out of Bobby Eaton, so come on. That's going out on her shield.
Yeah. 40 minutes of a lot. Yeah. Well, I like it.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
I felt like I should have done a transcript for everyone, because I'm sure not everybody was able to understand Bobby as well as I can. I'm fluent in North Alabama. I speak that very well, so I've been in many conversations that sounded a lot like that, so I felt like I should have done a transcript after it was over with.
Well, you still have time to do that.
Just punch it up.
Yes, sir. So what else is going on this weekend? Like you said, last weekend was the kind of off weekend, so
mm-hmm.
This weekend
Everybody's back this weekend. We're back, excited about that show. It's going to be The main point of the show is to herald the guys that accomplish things at sacred ground in front of the Porterdale crowd. I know everybody was so excited to see Jeter win, to see Johnny Danger and Devlin Vallet win. So the whole thing is structured around just celebrating. We're just going to have a good time, man, because those people have wanted that for so long. Jeter is just absolutely beloved. Johnny Danger, absolutely beloved. And, I mean, can't say enough about Devlin Vallet either, a guy that, you know, literally started out in the backyards in the dirt and has worked himself through just hard work to getting so much better. And he's, you know, he's always been a guy who was so dialed into his thing, just locked into his character. And he's gotten that over, and the crowd loves him. We might even have an ice cream social. I don't even know. We might just sit around and tell good stories.
Well, I'm sure there'll be some matches somewhere in there, right?
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure that somebody's going to get slapped around a bit. And I know Peach State's got a big one loaded up. Man, they're going for it. They are going for Bear. That card just keeps getting bigger and bigger every time. And new faces, extremely talented guys. They've always had a very talented roster in there. They're even fleshing that out with even more. You know, Cedric Alexander is going to be back there again. I'm not sure if he's back for this particular show. I know they've got a big one scheduled for November, the 1st of November as well. But they're just they're shooting with both barrels. You know, they were back in their old home for the last show, and then they're be at their current home now, and they're not dropping off any. So they're loaded up. I know the big AWE's at the Masquerade again. So I know they're tuned up for that. With things in, I don't know how long the Masquerade's going to be around.
Well, first, let me – yep, Cedric Alexander. Okay, so the main event at Peach State on Saturday is Cedric Alexander versus Kyle Matthews versus Jimmy Rave.
Hard to beat that.
Yep. And it's for Jimmy Rave's Heritage title. There's also Shane Knowles versus Simon Sermon. I'm not sure how that came about because I've been a little out of the loop with Peach State. It's been a while since I've been out there. But Kevin Blue and P-Dog for the No Limits title. And then AWE, yeah. I think the Masquerade show is the following weekend.
Following weekend. They do so much, it's hard to keep up with.
Right.
They don't like to take a lot of time off.
But they do have a show this Sunday, and it's at Quad, which is kind of their home now. And some of the same talent is on that bill as well, as Jimmy Rave is there, where he's the champion as well. So, you know, we've talked a lot about how Jimmy Rave is having such a great year. He's still – does he have titles anywhere else that you know of?
None that I know of, but Jimmy's a guy that doesn't need one, really. He just kind of – when Jimmy comes in, you know he's legitimate. And, man, I think that's – you know, we're getting to that time where people start thinking about the end-of-the-year awards, and I think Jimmy's the shoe-in for Wrestler of the Year.
Definitely. Yeah, a few months ago –
something I just heard that got announced – for January, actually, January 9th, for Georgia Premier, is Rave versus Marks. So I don't know that that's ever happened.
Yeah, I don't think it has.
Not that I've seen. Yeah.
What is Georgia Premier? I haven't heard of that one.
That is a new thing that, you know, Big Wood is running because why not? That's a new thing he's got going on as he's sort of, I think the plan is that DSCW will be the Blue Ridge exclusive. So they'll run shows on that banner when they're in Blue Ridge at that arena that they have put a ton of work into, and it looks great. So that's just going to be where that is. And because Woody's got a wanderlust, as he travels around, he's going to run those under the Georgia Premier banner, which will be some of the same guys, but I think he's going to try to expand out and make sure that he's getting new guys to work in some of these new areas. He's going to run a lot of new towns. I think that show in particular is in Canton, and then he's got some other things in the works. So, you know, just never sleep. He never sleeps.
Are these going to be at bars or at traditional venues? Because I've talked to him a few times.
Traditional venues is what I'm seeing right now. I think the Canton building is that same place that has hosted wrestling many times. You know, I can't remember the name of the promotion that was there a while back, but I know AWE, you know, has kind of started in that same building there. So he's going there.
Okay. I've talked to him a few times about he wants to do shows with bands and stuff at bars, so I was just wondering if he had gotten that going yet. But
give
it doesn't
him time.
Sound like it. Yeah.
Give him time. He'll find a way to make it work.
All right. Well, it is time for our first guest.
To temptation, you can even go astray. But if you listen to temptation, it's gonna be the devil to pay. You can wink your eye at moral if you care to live that way. But if you wink your eye at moral, it's gonna be the devil to pay. All you sinners, you ought to know Satan's waiting for the gang of you down below. You can go to church on Sunday, even wash your sins away. But if you're only good on one day, that's gonna be the devil to pay. Yeah.
All right, welcome to the show, Guella DeVille. How are you tonight?
I'm wonderful, dear. How are you?
Doing all right. You're on. This is Jonathan and my co-host Matt Hankins.
Well, hello.
How do?
Well, I'm doing fine. I'm so grateful that it's finally dried up and all of that nasty rain is gone. My terrible coughing has an awful leak.
Well, you've had a wet few weeks then, haven't you?
Oh, yes. So what do you have me here to talk about today, dear?
Well, the main thing is this Monster Mash Anniversary Bash on Saturday at Hellbender Harley-Davidson. I understand you are the hostess of the entire event. Is that correct?
Something like that, dear. I'm very excited. All the monsters that are anybody is going to be there. It's going to be very, very fun.
There's going to be a monster pinup contest. Are you eligible for that as someone who's part of the show?
Well, you know, I do try to give the girls a little bit of a head start. We can't be showboating every monster pinup contest now, can we? That's not fair, is it? Otherwise, I'd be having just a wall full of trophies. That's just not right.
Well, I think you're a former
step aside.
You're a former Miss Monster Bash, correct?
I am still holding the crown, dear. Nobody will snatch it from me.
Okay, so that was you were the final, I guess, unless they resurrect that in.
Well, you know, there's been a few afterwards, but you know, we'll just not talk about that. We all know who the real Miss Monster Bash is around here, dear.
Of course, of course. Well, speaking of the Monster Bash, that's one of many events that you've been part of that also featured Monstrosity Championship Wrestling, and this Saturday is another one of those events. So
yes, I'm very excited for our monster wrestlers to come back. I love it whenever they get all sweaty and fight for my hand.
So aside from that, what else will be happening at this event? And it starts at 10 a.m. How long does it last?
It should go on into the afternoon, dear. I'm not entirely sure. I know that it starts at 10 a.m., probably 11. But, you know, it says 10 a.m. on the flyer, so we're going to go with 10 a.m. There's going to be a lovely raffle for some prizes, probably a little gift certificates for some Harley-Davidsons, especially if you're one of those motorcycle riders. You know, I like it in the black jackets. Yes, I do. There's also going to be a lovely fire performer in the afternoon. You all will have to stick around for that. Very, very talented, very pretty, very hot.
And then I saw Captain Stab and Maybelle will be there.
Yes.
Trying to think of what else.
Swallowing swords, stapling each other. Oh, it's a marriage made in hell, I tell you.
Well, I also saw you.
It's going to be a good time.
You recently released your very own comic book, which follows, I guess, back in August. You debuted. Is it a YouTube show or what? You have a TV show sort of thing as well. Tell us about both of those.
I do. Well, I have an online horror hosting show, the Guella DeVille Show. I torture you with all of these old horrible movies that I just love. That's my thing, dear. That's my thing. You can watch the very first episode. They're all for free. Of course, there's only one out now, but soon there should be an episode 2 out next month. You can watch them all at GuellaDeVille.com. I should really get to working on that website. I know. My comic book, oh, it's so cute. It's lovely. I think you all will like it. It's just a little story, just a little something-something for all of you wonderful people to get to know me, to get to know a little bit of my backstory. And hopefully you all enjoy it. It's called The Justice of the Guilty Graveyard Goons, and I think it's quite lovely, quite nice. So hopefully you all will get to see that. I'll have some for sale at the Hellbender Harley-Davidson event. Yes, I will.
Matt, do you have any questions for Guella?
This has got to be your favorite time of year. When does the Halloween spirit kick in for you, or does it ever stop?
Oh, it definitely never stops, dear. I'm surprised whenever October happens and everyone just starts getting on board, and I feel like one of the people again. I really do. I almost feel alive.
any particular haunted attraction that we seem to have a wealth of them around here that is your favorite?
Well, it's funny you should ask that, other than my own Chamber of Horrors, of course. I do enjoy it whenever lots of people come to Fright Fest at Six Flags. You know, it's not just for little ones to cry and pee their pants. It's also for grown men to cry and pee their pants as well. We've got clowns upon clowns upon clowns this year. It's very fun. And you know, if you've ever been to 13 Stories Haunted House, it is the best.
Where is that one at? That's the one I see around, and I never can pin it down, and I always forget. There's always one I miss, and that's usually the one. Where is it at?
13 Stories Haunted House is way down south there, down in the dirty south. That's whenever you'll be finding 13 Stories. I believe on a map, if you were going to find it, it should be somewhere around the little town of Griffin.
There it is. Yep. I knew I see the billboard for it from time to time when I'm down that way, and I'm like, oh, I should remember this. I never remember. And then after the season, I'm like, oh, yeah, there was that thing down there that I wanted to do.
Go for it. It is worth every penny. Those lovely little rednecks, they do everything to that little school to make it look absolutely perfect and charming. Leatherface will be right at home. I promise you that.
I mean, once you cross Stockbridge, it gets scary enough already.
Oh, yes, even in broad daylight. It's just terrible,
I know. I've heard good things
about that one. Everyone always thinks that werewolves and vampires are awful. For me, it's just everybody in Ron John shirts, 4 miles away from any beach in any direction. It's awful.
I second that hardcore. I'm with you on that.
Oh, goodness. And these poor darlings in these headbands and buns with moon boots. What the hell is that about? Oh, it's awful. Makes me run screaming in terror, I tell you, the awful fashion sense of people. I'm so glad I died when I did.
Well, do you have any favorite wrestlers, MCW or otherwise?
You know, it's so hard to pick a favorite. But I suppose if I absolutely had to, I think that little strychnine fellow is awfully cute and charming. He probably tastes delicious, but I can't seem to get him away for a nibble or two. Maybe this time I'll get lucky on Saturday.
What'd you say, Matt?
Maybe I'll get lucky on Saturday, you think?
Yeah, I don't think it'll take too much effort if you can just get him cornered. Now, I don't know what – taste-wise, I don't know. That's not a person I've ever wanted to taste. But, hey, I can't speak to the sensibilities of the dead.
Oh, well, a little slow roasting and everybody comes out fine, dear.
He does have a reputation for having a certain, you know, a way with women, for sure.
And gamey. Also gamey.
Yes. A little barbecue sauce. Fix that right up. Everything tastes better with barbecue sauce. You know that. Well, thank you, boys. It's been wonderful to chat with you.
Absolutely. So you already plugged your website. Do you have any social media outlets or anything else you want to let us know about?
Of course. Well, I have my lovely little Facebook page. You can just go to Facebook and type in Guella DeVille, and I'll pop right up, and you can like me, and then I'll just popping up right in your life and in your little news feed. Like me, friend me. Let's be friends. A ghoul like me always needs friends and snacks, but friends first.
All right. Do you have any Instagram or Twitter or anything else?
I'm afraid not. My poor little stiff fingers. It's really difficult for me to get all those keys. I can only keep up with one little social media thing at a time, dear. You understand.
I do, absolutely. Well, I thank you for taking time out. I know you're a busy person, especially this time of year.
Yes, dear. I'm a ghoul on the go.
Well, on that note, we will let you go. But I'll see you Saturday at Hellbender Harley-Davidson.
Yes, indeed. Bye-bye, boys.
Bye-bye. Have a good night. So how do we transition from that into Carlito?
I mean, I do love a woman in green.
And she is all in green.
And Carlito has been known to be a bit of a sour apple.
Indeed. It's usually a red apple, but I guess that's what we're going to go with.
We'll ride with it.
Well, he should be calling in any minute now. But I guess do we need to introduce Carlito? We kind of did earlier, but I think most people probably know who he is. How long ago was it that he was in WWE?
I looked at it, and I think it 2009.
Wow, it's been a while.
It's been a while. And, you know, from what I can tell, he hasn't stopped since then. He done this and done that, you know, played CCW, which I guess would be essentially his home promotion. He did a lot there. And then just kind of pops up where he wants to. He's kind of very similar to the case of Trevor Murdoch, who we talked to a few weeks ago. A very similar path, and also a very similar time in which all of that happened. So, he's one of the guys that for whatever reason, I think people think back on his career in the WWE and they say, oh, he just didn't pan out. But like you mentioned, he held titles. He was on the show consistently. I guess it's just all in how you define what success is.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think he held all the major titles that they had at the time, aside from the two biggest ones, which are, of course, now one title. But, I mean, Intercontinental and U.S. title, both versions of the tag titles that existed at the time. I don't think there was a cruiserweight title during that time period. But either way, I mean, he certainly had his ups and downs, but I would say he had a good career there. I don't remember the circumstances of his departure. I think it was one of those kind of like surprising ones, you know, where,
yeah.
Oh, he got his release. That's weird.
That's odd. That's a guy that could do stuff. Certainly a guy that I think they could use right now.
Yeah. And then, of course, he did appear, was it last year at the Hall of Fame? Or was it this year?
Last year, I believe, when his father, Carlos, got inducted.
Yeah.
And that was one of those moments like, all right, Carlito's getting a live mic. What's going to happen?
I've heard about some of the shoot interviews and stuff. I haven't listened to many of them myself. What kind of things has he said?
What are we in for tonight? Particular either, just because, again, sometimes it gets a little tiresome to have to hear guys tell that same story over and over, and not have them be able to talk about the things they're doing now. I haven't really heard a lot about specifics, but really I haven't been interested in the specifics. I mean, who wants to talk about the time they got let go?
Yeah.
That's kind of my take on it. Because it's not like he stopped wrestling. It's not like he stopped being in shape because he still looks good. It's not like he stopped doing his thing. So that's just kind of how I take my approach to it.
Yeah. I'm with you on that. Well, still got a few minutes. You know, he's wrestling Chip Day at the Superstars of Wrestling Fan Fest.
Oh!
So that should be a very interesting matchup.
Should be, man. That's a big one for Chip.
Yeah.
I saw him going at it with somebody on social media about someone saying that he wasn't going to get big-time matches in other promotions, and I'm sure this is the one he was hinting to because – as far as I'm concerned, that's still a big-time match, certainly with a guy whose name recognition, I don't think anybody had any questions. We said Carlito was coming on, who was coming on. That's a big one for Chip.
Yeah.
And especially, you know, those two getting to go at it on an independent show where there's no restrictions on what you can do. There's no style that you have to adhere to. I definitely think that's going to be one. If that's not the main event, I feel bad for the main event.
Well, I mean, I think who else? I want to say Jimmy Rave and Stevie Richards are wrestling. I mean, the people they've got booked, any of them could be a main event.
Right.
And it looks like
that's a little bit of a different take that, you know, that show has never been bad or anything, but that's, it's usually been stocked with a lot of the older guys kind of doing their thing. I know, I think Gunnar was over last year or so, but they seem to have adopted a different style of booking that show.
Yeah. Well, from what I can tell, it looks like they're trying to match up some of the, you know, the bigger names they're bringing in with local guys. And,
yeah,
of course, Jimmy Rave is well
Start
beyond a local
role.
Talent. But
yeah.
But
just lucky enough to have him here.
Right. So, you know, it seems like that's the intention is just to kind of face our guys, so to speak, against, you know, the bigger games from outside of Georgia. Which is a good way to do it.
That's the, you know, sort of best of all possible worlds right there. Showcase the guys that people here are going to see all the time, put them in a positive light, and then give them a chance to see where they stack up.
Right. Well, while we continue stalling until Carlito calls. These moments are awkward because I don't want to get too far into something and then have to just stop.
Because some guy's coming in. But, you know, that show kind of is very similar to that Alma show. A lot of name talent. I hear that one did well. I hope this one does well. It's something they've done it every year, and I've never made it over there. I've usually been busy doing something, which is great. But that is the thing about being so involved is you miss opportunities to just go see cool stuff. But when you're doing cool stuff, it takes the burn out of it a little bit.
Yeah. Well, what's the date of this It's on that date that Anarchy used to run, I believe. So yeah, not a whole lot of other wrestling going on.
Yeah,
but it's out there. It's out.
Here.
Rome is a little difficult to get to because it's not right off any of the interstates or anything. So it's hard to get up there.
But it's a really good wrestling town too. Actually, I worked some shows for Woody over there, and man, we just had a ball. Those people, you know, they're easy to work with. They don't try to get too fancy on you. They boo the bad guys. They cheer the good guys. And they those people love a strap match. I can tell you that right now. they just eat it up. We did a lot with Bobby Hayes and the Jagged Edge over there, and that was just pandemonium every time.
Well, I think strap matches and dog collar matches are kind of the go-to gimmick or what's the word?
Stipulation
matches. Yes, thank you. My wrestling lingo got confused there.
They have one of them gimmick matches, bro.
They're working the gimmick and stipulation. Anyway, those are the go-to stipulations, it seems like, in those towns that are kind of a old-school mentality, I guess
yeah.
is how you'd put it.
Yeah, they love it. And, I mean, I don't know. You know, I talk to a lot of wrestlers, and, you know, the young guys always want to do the things they see on television or the things that kind of drew them to business. But I don't know, man. I think it's a blessing to have those crowds in this area to get to work in front of, because I think if you're somebody who aspires to get to another level, you know, you want to get signed, you want to do wrestling as a profession, being well-rounded, and you can look at any of the veterans that we talked to in here, you know, those guys that made their living and have retired and just made their living on wrestling, that's how they made their hay, was they could do anything in front of anyone. And it didn't take a bunch of kicking out of 15 finishers and all that. If you can get the crowd involved, then you're set. You can do anything anywhere. And it's great if you've got a move set that's, you know, 6 pages long. That's great for when you need that, but there's times when you don't need that. And sometimes you just got to strap a chain to your neck and a chain to the other guy's neck, and y'all just brawl it out. And if you can do both of those things, I think you'll do all right for yourself.
Absolutely. Well, I'm just texting the booker of the event who set up this interview to find out what's going on. Whenever we have big names, especially if it's like someone who's currently still wrestling, that's, you know, former WWE talent or something, I often wonder if we're actually going to get them.
It's always the worry. Well, speaking of someone who's currently wrestling, who started here in a major way, the ascension of Apollo Crews is certainly something very interesting to watch. And you talk about a guy who just did it the way that everybody says you should. UHA Nation, when he was here, man, they have given him the cat's bird seat, and he has not let anyone down. I heard listening to a podcast with someone talking about how they were always surprised at how anytime he's on camera, he's just kind of got this look on him when he looks out in the crowd like, can you believe this? Can you believe this? And I'm thinking to myself, well, that's probably a lot of it's genuine.
Yeah.
You know, he's just that kind of guy.
Yeah. You see his Facebook posts and his other social media. That's pretty much what he's been posting, I think,
yeah.
ever since. I believe his debut, was it that Brooklyn NXT
yes.
show?
Yes.
And ever since then, it's like every time he has a match, he posts about it, basically saying like, "Ah, I can't believe I'm here."
and that's so refreshing, because, you know, This kind of thing can weigh on you if you're working hard and you don't feel you're getting the traction that you should be getting. And it can make a lot of people jaded. A lot of guys, you know, fall into that trap and they just can't shake out of it. But and his path was not an easy one.
No, I was about to say his path is more like someone like Chris Jericho, I guess, who did pretty much everything else possible. I don't think he ever wrestled in Ring of Honor, but aside from that, he went to Japan, he did Dragon Gate, did all the major indies. He accomplished everything he could pretty much everywhere else and then got their attention. And that's not the way, I guess, up until recently with NXT, that's not the way WWE has scouted talent for quite a while.
No. And for him, I mean, he had just a major, major knee injury.
We had him on the show. Right before he returned to the ring from that, right?
Yeah, we did.
A couple years ago.
And the thing about that is, he had a major, just a debilitating injury, but he never seemed to put on an ounce of weight. He stayed in shape, and he stayed the course. And after that, did he get hurt? Oh, was that the, it was like WrestleMania 27, 28, it was the Miami one, maybe, or the Orlando one?
No, I think it was Miami because that was the same one where
Matt Sells got hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same. I think it was the same injury, and they were both for Dragon Gate, I believe.
Yeah, same show, essentially. And he just worked his way and worked and worked and worked and worked and then found unlikely places to kind of make his name. That, you know, Preston City over in England was a place that he was just beloved. And it worked. You know, let's just stay in the course. And given the fact that the next big NXT show is set to emanate from London, he was used in a very, very big way.
I hadn't thought about that. When is that event?
It should be their quarterly. You know, they do it about every quarter, I think. So a couple months from now or so.
Yeah. Well, when do they... I mean, is that going to, you know, WWE usually goes right after the holidays, right? They go overseas?
Yeah.
So is it going to be part of that tour?
It could be sooner than that, given that the European tour is upcoming. It might be around that time, yeah.
Okay. Because I know TNA actually still has plans to do UK dates around that time in January.
Yeah. Yeah, and they're doing their big India thing now, which I'm sure Jimmy Rave is looking like, well, didn't I do that? So lose my contact information? but that's one of those things that no one saw coming. And also, on the last, on Respect, you saw Dash Wilder get a big spot and really, really hold their own. He and Dawson just looked great in that match with Doe and Balor. And he was a guy that, you know, he got signed here, we were all excited, and then not a whole lot happened. And then pairing with Scott Dawson has kind of pushed them up the card a good bit, and they didn't drop the ball when they got the chance.
Yeah, I didn't see the match, but I heard good things, and I was glad to see, you know, I was actually just wondering if, you know, at first he got signed, and it seemed like, you know, there was a lot of buzz, and then there wasn't. So I was actually just wondering, like, what, is he still there? Whatever happened with him?
Yeah, but now he waited his turn, and now, I mean, and the thing is, he's paired up with a guy that's perfect, and they're very, you know, Brainbuster-esque or Minnesota Wrecking Crew-esque, and that's great because we don't really see that, especially not on the main roster. There's not a team that's like that, that's just all business, We know what we're doing. We're great at what we do, and we're just here to punch you in the mouth and finish this thing out. And that's what they – I mean, shucks, they're in there with Samoa Joe and Finn Balor, and they did not look out of place at all.
Yeah, and obviously those are two guys, well, much like we were just talking about. I mean, Samoa Joe obviously spent a lot of time in TNA, but traveled the world, accomplished things everywhere, just like Finn Balor did. He was big in Japan, obviously. So, yeah, those are not just a couple of other developmental guys.
No.
That they were up against.
not to say the least. And just another sort of example to the guys here that it's out there, man. Just got to hunker down and go get it. You know, it's not guaranteed to anybody, but if you do the work to get there, maybe you don't get there, but you'll get somewhere else. You'll get
right.
Your shot. And that, again, comes from being versatile. You know, I'm sure when Steven Walters went down there, he wasn't planning on being a tag team wrestler. But to the dance, then you go with it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you take what you're dealt and make the best of it.
And it'll
Which
do
is what
you
we're
straight,
doing right now.
What we're doing right now. We're being versatile. We're just hanging on. Have we heard any more about that stranglehold thing that we talked about? Do we know when their next gig is?
Let me check. Well, I remember his plan was to run monthly, if I remember correctly.
We should be coming up on the next thing for that. I'm particularly interested in that because of the Jay Fury connection. You know, Jay was a guy that one of the first guys that I was impressed by at PCW, and then you know he hasn't been around a whole lot as far as in ring stuff, but I really want that to work for him.
Yeah, maybe we should have him call in one of these last couple shows because I'm curious how that even happened. Because
yeah, I'd love to know.
Well, I'll reach out to Jay Fury. Maybe he can be on our last show. Or next week, or right now, if he happens
or
to be listening.
Or we can get him right now. Stay curious if you're out there. Give us a ring.
Yep. Well, I'm starting to think maybe we should just wrap this up.
Whatever we need to do, boss, I'm right here for you. Somebody wants to claim me to filibuster. Just start talking about things.
Well, I mean, we
can
really talk.
Don't really grind my gears. Ring mats. Why do they tear so easily?
Go on. Did you have an experience recently with a torn ring mat?
Oh, yes. I did have an experience. We had just purchased a new one for Sacred Ground Chapter 5. And, of course, the first night, I think Johnny Danger spits blood on somebody. And so now it's spotted in red. But that's cool. We got washing machines. And then a few weeks later, we get a small tear in it. And then the next week, we get another tear in it. It just keeps building. And so I think Ox comes in there and cuts my ring mats when I'm not there. That's what I think happens. Because he knows he's the guy that I'm going to call when I need a ring mat.
Well, I was about to say. I was about to say, I know who you can get a good ring mat from.
I swear, I keep his light bill paid in ring mats.
Well,
but he's a good
man
to know.
We've got Larry Goodman joining us now.
What is that guy going to talk about?
Find out.
Remember how great the Southern Fried main event was?
Not this week. That was a really good Jimmy Ox imitation.
Yeah.
That is one I'm known for.
Yeah, so I've
known,
noticed.
I've been known to get a text message that says, "Hey, could you read this as Ox?"
So, Carlito, no Mr. Carlito this evening, eh?
No. I got confirmation this morning that he was calling in, but...
Well, you know how it goes with these big superstars.
I know. They guys got a lot of hair, so he's probably got to do a lot of maintenance. So, anything could happen. I will say this. That baby blue red apple shirt of his might have been the best thing they ever did out of that WWE shop.
Well,
I'm
like you guys. It was puzzling that he was ever let go, except I guess they didn't like his attitude or something, but it was weird that he was let go. I mean, but, yeah. He has,
and, you know,
he has,
big rumors cropped up this last couple weeks that he was coming back.
Yeah, I know.
And, you know, it's hard to decipher, to filter through the noise, but given the fact that they pulled the Matadors off TV for him to ease in with that group, but, you know, and that may be what's happening. Just be hearing a lot of noise otherwise, but
how
I don't
about
know.
Carlito without the Matadors? I think I prefer that myself, but let's just leave those Matadors aside. But hey, just a couple quick comments on what you guys were commenting on. Got to hand it to Big Wood putting together Jimmy Rave and Shane Marks. Now, that's a match I want to see.
Well, he somehow knows. He knows the lay of the land. And if Woody figures out something hadn't been done, he'll do it.
Yeah.
He does not care. He'll do it. That'll be right after the first of the year. Probably be Jimmy Rave, Georgia Wrestler of the Year, taking on former Georgia Wrestler of the Year, Shane Marks. Probably be seconded by DeWitt Dawson. Not a bad place to be.
No, not at all. Not at all. And also, just a quick comment on the Superstars of Wrestling show. From talking with someone who's involved with the booking, that he has vowed that this will not be a four-hour show this year, that they're going to keep the length. They're going to keep that length under control, which would be for the benefit of everyone.
Why do you think it takes so much to learn that lesson, Larry?
Well, I think part of it is that the booking before was a more inexperienced person and had to go through the trials and tribulations of finding out that that's not such a good idea. That's what my takeaway was, is the person really didn't have that much experience in doing it.
Yeah.
And now there's more experience and people involved, and they're not going to make that mistake. So, which will be, again, better for the fans, better for the wrestlers, better for the show quality all the way around.
Because with a show like that, I mean, you're opening the doors really early so everybody can get in and meet and get their picture taken and all that. And then you're on a four-hour show on top of that. You're 7-8 hours. People are putting in a full shift of work.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I didn't do the fan fest last year. I just did the show, and I was worn out just from that by the time it was all over. So I can't imagine the people that came in the afternoon and then came back for the wrestling show and did all that. Whoa, you know?
It is very, very important. And, you know, I'll fuss about wrestlers kind of not involving the crowd and getting lost in their own thing, but the same goes for backstage, too. You got to know what you're putting your people through, man, because especially if you want them back the next year.
Yeah.
And this time of the year is when a lot of people's interest here is in football and fairs and this thing and that thing, and you're having to compete with other things. You got to know, get them in, get them out.
Yeah.
You know, that ain't nothing wrong with a good 5 or 6 match card. Your main event goes 25 or 30. Everybody else does about 10. Get out.
And speaking of big shows, for someone of my venerable elder generation, Jackson, Tennessee, oh, my God, Jerry Lawler and Terry Funk, one more time. I have to hand it to Bert Prentice for putting that show together. I know that's outside of, I'm straying outside of Georgia here, but I just had to mention that. That just really got my interest going. Just the idea of those two getting together, whatever they do, it's going to be entertaining.
Who would have thought that in 2015?
I know.
It'd be a no-brainer match. So, I mean, it's not like you see that and you're not like, oh my God, those guys are still doing that. you start looking at, well, can I get out of this thing to get to Jackson?
I know. I mean, that's out of my driving range, but I'm thinking, man, could I pull that off? Boy, I'd really like to see them one more time. And then they're going to have Lance Russell and Dave Brown, the old Memphis guys there. I mean, you know, this will be they'll be the last time that group of people is together in one building, most likely.
Yeah. And being that, I mean, that's very close to Memphis.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It's sort of that season where everybody's going home and doing stuff near home. You know, we went back home for Sacred Ground, and Peach State went back home for their big show. And that thing, Memphis is not too far from there.
No, that's an easy drive for the Memphis people. Hey, one last thing. I know you probably want to get off here since the guest kind of fell through. But what's this about? I hear there's going to be a little cheap plug here for tomorrow night. I hear there's going to be some sort of like a wrestling Jeopardy. Do you know anything about this, Matt Hankins?
I'm just hearing tale, just like you are, Larry Goodman, that wrestling Jeopardy will be going on Tipping Point tomorrow, and I have no clue what that entails.
Well, I'd really like to play, and I'm sorry that I'm not going to be able to, but I'm going to definitely listen to the archive of that because I'm curious to see how that plays out and who the special guest contestant or contestants turn out to be.
So steady up real good in case I get a call.
And
if somebody starts asking about anything outside of this area, I'm in trouble.
And very last thing for myself and for all the great Cub fans in wrestling, Ace Rockwell, Jagged Edge, Shay Knowles, Cubs 5, Cardinals 2, fifth inning.
They're coming back, Larry. You know that. Those are the Cardinals. They're easy.
It's the Cubs year.
It's not the Cubs year. Stop saying that.
I should never let those words cross my lips, right?
You
I mean,
terrible error in judgment, sir. You're going to get a four-error inning here in just a minute.
Yeah.
Remember that I said it.
I put the curse on
now. Me and Brian Blaze are going to laugh our faces off. God. I can't believe the Cubs are good. That just bothers me to no end.
Oh. Well, I'm going to get back to the ball game. Good
yeah,
evening, gentlemen.
Do that. Three-run
right,
shot.
Talk to you later.
Come on, Jason
All right.
Hayward.
Take care. Bye.
All right. Well, I guess we will wrap this up. Thanks to Guella DeVille and Larry Goodman, who by default was one of tonight's guests. Next week, I'm going to have a backup plan just to be safe, but currently, we're supposed to have Tommy Dreamer and Stevie Richards call in next week. So I have a better feeling about that one, because at least we've got two. So if one doesn't call in, we've got, you know, a slightly better chance of having at least one of them call in.
Get that BWO music lined up. That's what I need. I need the Blue World Order.
Well, I've seen it appears that they've reunited on some indie shows, not here in Georgia that I've seen, but elsewhere. If you follow Stevie Richards on Instagram or Twitter or anything else, he's posted some pictures. But anyway, so lots going on, and I don't know what time the event ends at Hellbender Harley-Davidson, but I do know that the wrestling will be over mid-afternoon, so people could potentially come see Monsters wrestle and still make it to Peach State or Platinum or Southern Fried or any of the other shows taking place that evening. In fact, some of the
Plenty
wrestlers
of
will be doing that.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Plenty of time to get yourself to Porterdale.
Johnny Danger will be at both. I don't know. I know some of the other people taking part in the MCW matches are regulars at PCW. I don't know if they are scheduled to be part of Saturday's show in Porterdale. But nonetheless, you can, if you're willing to make a day of it, like you were just talking about with the Superstars thing, You can see some festivities in one place and still make it to festivities at another place.
Absolutely.
And then CAWE on Sunday. So it's another packed weekend of wrestling here in Georgia. But I think we've rambled on long enough. So thanks again to tonight's guest. Thank you, Matt. And we'll be back next Monday at 7.
We thank you for listening to this broadcast, a production brought to you by the GWH Radio Network. Stay tuned to GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com for the latest information on upcoming events and more. As always, we thank you for your continued support.